It is in humility. As a parent myself, as a fellow struggler, and as your pastor, to come and to challenge these 11 families. But really, it's a challenge not only to these families, but to each one of us in this great church. I want to offer a challenge to parents and a challenge to the church. And my question is, will you accept the challenge? Challenge isn't any good if we just hear it and say, wasn't that a great challenge? Another challenge, another sermon. But will you accept the challenge? As I speak the challenge, I encourage you to ask yourself, parents and congregation, will we accept the challenge that's been offered? Let me begin by challenging our parents. The Bible says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a great reward. That's true, and I like that, and that's a good translation. But through the years, I think it should say more, like maybe, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, and often a really hot mess. That's what it should say. A wonderful reward, a wonderful heritage. What a privilege, but it's a royal pain. And without a doubt, the biggest job and challenge of life. If you have your Bibles, I'm reflecting on the familiar text in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6 is filled with a challenge, at least a threefold challenge for parents, for moms, for dads, concerning your faith. First, parents, your faith must be a personal faith. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. That's verses 4, 5, and 6. About your faith, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commands I give to you, parents, place them on your heart. We call this day parent-child dedication day, but really this day is parent commitment Sunday. This day is parent spiritual renewal Sunday. This is the day we dedicate parents as well as children. So parents, I ask you, do you have that personal faith walk with the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have that walk? A parent-child dedication is meaningless. It's really just perfunctory and empty unless parents have a faith walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. A faith, your personal faith. Secondly, parents, your faith must be public. Now, this makes us a little nervous. You said it needs to be my personal walk. But listen, beginning in verse 7, impress these commands on the children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your homes and on your gates. This admonition to these Old Testament followers, the words of admonition, impress your faith on your children. Talk about your faith in your home. Talk about the ways of the Lord as you walk in through life, as you travel through life. Talk about your faith as you lie down. Talk about your faith as you get up. Your faith must be personal, yes. But it need not be private or silent. How many times, parents, these and others, how many times have we actually shared our faith story with our children? Maybe we just assume our children know that I've always gone to church and that I love God and I've had a relationship with Christ. You know how many times I come to the end of life talking to family members and I say, tell me about your father or your mother. Tell me about their faith experience. And they say, well, I don't know. They went to church. Oh, well, you know when they professed Christ? No. You know where they were baptized? No. You know a significant spiritual moment? No. Share your story of what God has done and what God is doing. Your children need to hear that, of how God worked in your life. Secondly, parents, pray in the presence of your children. They need to hear your words. I can hear my father's prayers over and over again. My father's been gone 10, 12 years, but I can hear those prayers at breakfast and at lunch and at supper and throughout life's experiences. Those prayers that came from his heart, those words linger in my mind, and I love that thought and those words. Let your children, parents, let them hear you pray. Let them see you read God's Word. Our kids see me watch a lot of sports, and they saw me read Dave Campbell's Texas Football, and they saw me read every Grisham book. But do they see you read God's Word? Where do you begin? How do you even do that? Start in the Gospels and just let them see an open Bible. That God's Word is important to you. It's not just something that you pick up on Sunday at best, but it's something that is important. Whether you're reading it on your iPhone, or reading it through the big family Bible, whatever works, let them see you read God's Word. I wonder, parents, I wonder, do your children see you share Christ with others? Shouldn't they? Couldn't they? Do your children see you worship consistently, weekly? Shouldn't they? Couldn't they? Do your children see you sacrificially give? Shouldn't they? Couldn't they? Do your children see you serving in the church, serving God through the local congregation? Do they see that in your life? Shouldn't they? Couldn't they? I challenge you, parents, to live your faith. Live it publicly. Live it boldly. Live it before your children. And finally, parents, I pray that your faith is a persistent faith. Verse 17, Deuteronomy 6, 17, 18. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees that he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight so that it may go well with you. Keep the commands of God and just keep on keeping them. Do what is right and just keep doing it. Why? The Old Testament said, so it may go well with you. Persevere. Have a faith that perseveres. That's not easy. I did my first parent-child dedication in a church in 1995. And the small rural churches where I started ministry, we just didn't do that. I went to San Antonio and our daughter was not even 4 years old. And it was Mother's Day and they said it's parent-child dedication. And since that time, 95, I've done many, many of these services. Never with any more beautiful parents or children than we've seen today. In 5 years and 10 years and 15 years and 24 years. And I wonder, where are some of those parents? Where are some of those families? They accepted, as you did, They accepted the challenge. I've almost used verbatim those words of dedication for all of these years. And I've heard them. I've stood and I've heard as they accepted that challenge and said, I will, we do. But for some, life just got busy, and it will get busy. If you think it's busy, hang on. It'll get busier. Life gets busy, and children grow up, and they're in everything, and you're trying to get them everything, and life is hectic and busy, and commitments flounder. And churches disappoint us and hurt us. And that commitment and challenge and dedication and pledge is forgotten. Now listen, dance is important. Some of these girls are going to be the most wonderful dancers, or guys too. And sports are important. And they need to be in every select sport that you can afford. Get ready. They're going to want to be in everything. And parents, you want to live it through them. And you want them to be in it all. Do it. Take out a loan. See Ernest King. He'll give you just money. Do all of that. But don't forget about their commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget about the important things of raising, of teaching, of sharing the faith. I'm not talking about a bunch of legalism where every time the door of the church is open, you better be there, you're going to burn and go to hell. No, that's not it. I'm talking about a commitment, however, commitment to God and the church family and the things of God. I challenge you parents to have a persistent faith today and tomorrow. And forever. And a public faith that your children see and know. And it must begin with your own personal faith. Now parents, take a breath. Because now not only a challenge to the parents, but let me challenge the parish as well. God never intended to go it alone in this world and in this journey of faith. It takes a church to help raise a child faith in the community of faith. As members of First Baptist Church, we share in the blessings and the responsibilities of these families as they journey. We are an extension of the biological family. We are the family of faith. Jesus in Matthew 18, verse 5 said, "And whoever welcomes a little child in my name welcomes me, Christ." When we have ministered to the least of these, we've ministered to Christ. The most important thing I say on Tuesday and Thursday are moms who come to our church and give us their children for a few hours. They move so quickly in the morning to bring those children on Tuesday and Thursday. And on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, they move so slowly to come pick them up. It's a beautiful picture. Mother's Day out, we care over 40 years. Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights. Oh, it's a beautiful picture. First Baptist Church, Lufkin, here's our challenge. First Church, we need to pray for our young families. Our families need to know that my church daily, without ceasing, is interceding to God the Father on my behalf. Pray specifically. Take the bulletin and just begin praying for those families. One family a day or one family a week. Maybe you could take one family a month and every day pray for that family. What a gift from our church to these families. Secondly, I want you to know and build relationships, friendships, and connections with our families. Wednesday nights are beautiful. At 4:45, we start eating Wednesday night supper. Senior adults and the pastor were the first ones through the line. And it's a calm and peaceful 4:45, 5 o'clock, 5:15. And then, boom, all these young adults get off work and they bring their kids. And it's like a racetrack. It is chaos. It is loud. It is kids and people and balls throwing. And senior adults are trying to figure out how to get out of the gym without being run over. And it's the most beautiful picture of the church of the whole week. We need to know those families. We need to build those relationships. We need to connect. We need to get out of our little huddle and get to know. Do you know these families? Do you know their hurts and their desires? Do you remember what it was like? Know their name and build relationship. And thirdly, church, we need to teach and minister to these children and these families. And you've done that so well through the years. Church, you have been there on Sunday mornings and Sunday school, and on Wednesday nights, you're there. Right now, we have some adults. They're there every Sunday morning during this time in the preschool nursery area keeping these babies. We need more of you to sign up. Some of you have heard a lot of sermons, and somebody said, I know. You've heard a lot of sermons. It wouldn't hurt ever so often for you to miss one Sunday to work in the preschool. What a better job than to work in the preschool for 1 hour once every couple of months. That is a good job. Better than being outside on the security team, I guarantee you, working with precious children. Fourthly, I want you to give. Continue to give financially to support our budget for our children, our teens, and our families. The building next door. Some of you are giving dollars, and you'll never walk in that first floor. You'll never walk delivering children or preschool or to the nursery. Thank you for giving. You're planting a tree you'll never sit under, you'll never enjoy its shade, but you're giving. Thank be to God that you're faithful. And here's the hardest and the last one, church. I challenge you and challenge me to love unconditionally our young families. Don't complain, don't compare, don't condemn, don't critique, don't criticize, just love them. That's a good line. Let me say that again. Don't complain, don't compare, don't condemn, don't critique, don't criticize, just unconditionally love them. What a gift to these families. Chuck Poole, a Baptist pastor, wrote a book. It's ancient. But I've used this quote for all these years, and it may not be any better than it is today or needed. The book was called The Tug of Home. Poole wrote this, "For as long as there have been families, families have needed a place to rest. Everywhere I look, I see weary families. Families are struggling to keep up with the demands of life, to figure out the complexities of life, and to live through the difficulties of life. Families are trying to keep pace with overburdened schedules and overcommitted calendars. Families need a place to rest and remember, to renew and revive, to feel God's tug and know God's grace. That place is the church. For us, that place is First Baptist Church, Lufkin. Parents and parish, families and church. Parents, the challenge is a personal faith, a public faith, a persistent faith. And church, the challenge to pray, to know and build, to teach and minister, to give and to love. So what will you do with the challenge? Another Sunday, head to the door, get out early. That's always good. Another Sunday, another challenge. Will you accept the challenge? For the sake of families, for the sake of the church, for the sake of our world, for kingdom's sake, accept the challenge. Shall we pray? Well, God, we just keep trusting you. That's all we know to do, is just to keep trusting you, that you knew we needed families, we need each other, we need the church, we need our personal faith. Oh God, these families need help and they need hope. They don't need to do it alone. Thank you, God, that we can just keep trusting you when it doesn't make sense. When life is so busy and life is so full and kids are sick and kids are needy, parents are working, there's so much that pulls at us. Oh God, this morning some families have dedicated themselves and their children to you. May they never forget this day. And may we as a church never forget the day we said we will stand with our families. Oh God, it's easy to get so frustrated. It's easy to get our eyes turned on so many things in the world, so many things that call our attention. God, turn our eyes back home to our families, to our church, as we accept the challenge. We just keep trusting you. You've never failed us. Thanks be to God. In Christ's name, amen.